I want you to look around where you're at. That's right. I'm giving you permission to be distracted for a little while. I want you to look around where you're at. You know, most of you are probably joining Mass from home, but you may be participating while you're at work or even tuning in on the road. Wherever it is that you are, I want you to look around at all the things surrounding you. And I want you to ask yourself this question. Which of these things could I live without? I know we're all tired of asking the question, what's essential and what's non-essential? But if I could ask you to pick five things around you that you could live without, it probably wouldn't be that hard. Would it be that picture on the wall, that plant, two extra chairs? No, your sister doesn't count. We probably could go around several more times. Five more things. Five more things. What would be left? You know, the roof over your head, your clothes, or just some of your clothes, the screen that you're looking at. Well, that's debatable. Well, these very days, including yesterday afternoon, was scheduled to be the sacrament of confirmation for more than 100 of our students at the Cathedral of Our Lady of Guadalupe. Many of you were so ready. I read some of your confirmation letters that Bishop Brungart asked you to write to me. One of you said, I'm looking forward to celebrating my confirmation with my classmates, teachers, and family. Another one said, I'm so excited to be confirmed. This is just all so great. And I'm very lucky to have a great teacher who's helped me through this. But one of our students wrote this. I'm looking forward to confirmation because without confirmation, you would be incomplete. Incomplete. What a great statement. That's the heart of the question. Is it essential to receive the Holy Spirit? You know, there are a lot of things that I can live without. But can I live my faith without receiving the Holy Spirit? Apparently, the apostles thought it was essential. When they heard that people had received the Word of God and been baptized, they knew there was something more that they needed. So they sent Peter and John, apostles, to give them the gift of the Spirit. They knew that the Holy Spirit was something you should not live without. Or perhaps you could say, something you should not die without. Now, if that's the case, then you could say, Father, why aren't you going around and confirming everyone right now? Do it now. Go find them in their homes. Find all of you who thought you were going to be confirmed yesterday afternoon. But there's a wisdom in the church deciding that someone should be confirmed by their bishop. In fact, that's the reason why confirmation was separated from baptism in the first place, so that the bishop could do it. He is the successor to the apostles. And receiving the sacrament from him unites us more closely to the church and to her origin in the apostles. You'll notice that when the disciples went to Samaria in the first reading, they didn't give the gift of the Holy Spirit. Instead, they sent the apostles, Peter and John, to give the gift of the Holy Spirit. So under ordinary circumstances, when someone is prepared for confirmation, then the next available time when the bishop can confirm them, he would offer the sacrament of confirmation, which would still be our hope, even now, unless he needs to give permission to priests to do it. But that being said, if someone is in danger of dying right now, I could confirm them without any permission whatsoever. That's how essential the gift of the Holy Spirit is. If someone is in danger of death, physical death, or spiritual death, then virus or no virus, they should be baptized. They should be anointed. They should be absolved of their sins or confirmed, which is why I'm still doing all of those things at the cathedral all of these days. Now that's essential services. If you were to look around you at where you're joining us from Mass this morning, as I can here at the Cathedral Rectory, how many things there are that you could live without, that I could live without? But I realize that the Holy Spirit is not one of them. May the gift of the Holy Spirit always come upon us.